Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, February the 19th, 1833, Thomas Rolfe, a surgeon born in England who was touring the West Indies, took a day trip to the west coast of Barbados. His excursion came during a four-month stay in Barbados, during which he resided on a friend's estate at Vaucluse in St. Thomas. He could be considered one of the earliest tourists to visit the island. He published an account of his visit and observations on life in the West Indies in 1836. One notable feature of his account was that the damage caused by the great hurricane that hit Barbados in 1831 was still evident everywhere he went on the island. The account of his excursion to the west coast in 1833 reads as follows. On the 19th of February, I breakfasted at Reed's Bay, between Holtown and Spites. The road from Vaucluse is on a gradual descent to Holtown, and from thence the road runs by the seashore to Reed's Bay. The ride is extremely pleasing, through a well-cultivated district, and a melancholy interest is imparted to it by the vast number of trees which the hurricane blew down and broke in every direction, which are shooting forth afresh in all the bloom and vigour of youth, in all the rude and grotesque varieties of growth of which a tree is capable. The extreme heat of the day induced me to taste for the first time the water of a green coconut. It contains an agreeable acid, and forms a delightful beverage, well calculated to slake the thirst induced by tropical heat. After breakfast, we drove to Spitestown on the west coast, a place of considerable importance. And although the ride was rendered somewhat oppressive from the dazzling whiteness of the sand upon the beach, yet it is one possessing a succession of pleasing and picturesque scenery. To the right, a bold range of mountains completely intersects the island, forming a fine sight. And on the left, the sea shining with a sapphire hue beneath the morning sun, and the beach fringed with graceful coconut trees, forms a beautiful contrast. Spitestown is a neat and well-built town, containing some good houses, but still exhibiting the desolate ravages of the last dreadful hurricane. The church was a complete mass of ruins. During his visit to Reed's Bay, Rolfe admired the beautiful garden he found there. I observed a beautiful cherry tree, covered with a handsome-looking red fruit, but which I found was unfit to eat. There are many fine breadfruit trees in this neighbourhood. There were some varieties of gooseberry, much employed for a cooling drink in fevers. I saw some varieties of the bean growing as well, trailed over latticework, and forming a beautiful vine, which produced an excellent vegetable. Hearing Rolfe's account, we are left to wonder what a visitor to Reed's Bay would find there today.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.